It's a blessing and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is Parshas Pinchas. Such a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point to bring into our lives today. The Torah starts off, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-Kohen. Heishiv eschamasi, found in Perichov Hey, Pasuk Yid Aleph, that Pinchas came along, the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron ha-Kohen, and he went, and he was going to turn back the wrath. Me'al b'nei Yisrael, upon the children of Klal Yisrael, Bekanos kinasi, when he was going to be a zealot, he was going to avenge. Besocham v'lo kilisias b'nei Yisrael bekanasi, in order that I don't go and consume off Klal Yisrael. And then what did he get? He got the idea of the covenant of peace. And not only that, he got the kahuna. And the obvious question is that Pinchas, he went and he killed someone. And his reward is shalom, is peace. Furthermore, Rashi brings down that the shvatim, lefisha ayu hashvatim mevazin oso, Harisam ben Pusize, they said, you, who are you? You're the son of Puti. You're the son of Yisro. Shepitem avi imo agolon vodazara. And we know Yisro, he did have vodazara. What are you doing? How come you're going and you're going to kill a prince of Klal Yisro? So what was the give and take between the Shvatim and Pinchas? And as we know, obviously, Pinchas was right. But what was the fight between the Shvatim and Pinchas? Question one. Question two. We go and we go into the counting of Klal Yisrael. After the Magefa, after Klal Yisrael, because they did such bad things, we go and we count Klal Yisrael. And it's very interesting. Found in Parachav Vav Pasuk Hei, Reuven Bechor Yisrael B'nei Reuven Chanoch Mishpachat HaChanochi. So Rashi brings down that Reuven was the firstborn, as we know. And he had a son, Chanoch, HaChanochi. Says Rashi, why does it say a hey and a yud? Says Rashi, because the Umos HaOlam were going to say that Misyachsin El Shiftehen, they were going to trace and say, you know what? These women, how do you know they come from Jewish men? Maybe just like the Mitzrayim had their way with the men, they also had their way with the women. So says Hashem, no. I'm going to give you a hey, and I'm going to give you a yud. Hey misad zeh, and yud misad zeh. Lomar meir ani aleihem. I give testimony upon you. Shiftei ka, yad edus Yisrael. That it's the shiftei ka. That it's the yud and the hey. And the obvious question is, but if you see hachanochi, it's hey and yud. It should be the other way around. It should be yud and hey. As the Gemara tells us in Brachos, on Dav Gimel, that you need Yehei Shmei Rabba. Let Hashem's name be great. Yehei. So why over here is it hey and yud? And lastly, question three. We know that in Perichov Ches, it's talking about all the karbonos, all the things that we lay on the Mo'adim. So what does it say? And then it says, what carbon are you bringing? The Tamid. The Tamid. We all know the famous Medrash. The Medrash quoted. It's a Medrash actually quoted. We don't know exactly where it is, but it's quoted in the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov was an amazing sefer written by Ibn Yaakov Ibn Chaviv, 1560 to 1516. Yeah, we always have to know our Jewish history. I remember once giving a shiur in Rabbara Wine Shul. My parents were there. A lot of people were there. And it was very nice. And I was about to give I was talking at the Rambam. And I was just about to give the date of the Rambam. And I'm like, I'm not sure. Because I also had Rabbein Bachai there. And I knew they were both Rishonim. And I wasn't sure. Should I give the Rambam? And I decided, you know what? I'm not gonna give the Rambam's date. You know why? Because if I give the Rambam's date, someone's gonna come out and raise their hand and be like, that's not when the Rambam lived. So I decided I'm not gonna do it, and thank God I didn't do that because I was wrong. Baruch Hashem. And again, this great Yaakov Ibn Chaviv, it was the Spanish Inquisition 1492, which we all know, and he ran away and he sat in the library of Salman Ben Testi. Again, Google him, see, it's unbelievable. And the Ein Yaakov quotes that amazing Medrash. The Medrash says, what is the most important pasuk in the Torah, which we all heard before? Ben Zoma says, you know what the most important pasuk in the Torah is? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Comes along Ben Nanos and he says, no. You know what the most important pasuk in the Torah is? V'haftu l'reacha kamocha. Comes from Yehuda Ben Pazi and he says, you know what the most important pasuk in the Torah is? Es hakeves tase b'boiker. The idea of that you need to have this idea of you need a keves, a tamid, oilos tamid. You need to have the tamidus. So why is that pasuk the most important? And furthermore, right in the pasuk it says Bahar Sinai. Why are we talking about Har Sinai? It's a tamid. Okay, so let's just chazer over. Let's make sure we got it. Question one is, what was the fight between Pinchas and the Shvatim? They were mevazehim and they said, you are Ben Puti. But Pinchas said, no, I have to avenge. And we know Pinchas was right. And he got Brisi Shalom. What kind of reward is that to get Brisi Shalom? The next question is, why does it say Hachanochi? Hey and the Yud. It should be the Yud and the Hey. And lastly, why is the Tumid the most important pasuk out of all the pasukim? So what's the Yisoid? What's the Yisoid? So Pinchas came along. And Pinchas had such a love for Hashem. And he needed to make sure that Hashem's name is great. But not only did he have a love for Hashem, he had such a love for Klal Yisrael. He wanted to save Klal Yisrael. He saw what was going on. He saw what was going on with Midian. And he said, I need to take action. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do, Pinchas said, I need to take action. The great Netziv of Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin says something amazing. We know the Chinuch says, Achar ha-pu'ulos nimshach ha-vavos, that after our actions, usually that's the way our heart goes. So you would think there's a problem here. Because on the one hand, he's going and he's murdering a prince in Klal Yisrael. Achar ha-pu'ulos, but says the Netziv, no. He did it for Brisi Shalom. Why did he do it for Brisi Shalom? Because he wanted to show his love for Klal Yisrael, his love for Hashem. Who is his ancestor? Aaron. Why do we have to trace back to Aaron? Because Aaron was an Oev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom. Aaron went and he was Rodev Shalom. He went after peace. He wasn't just a lover of peace. He was a Rodev Shalom. There's a Tosus in Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that says that he was a lover of both Klal Yisrael and Hashem. We say every night in Friday night davening. Rabbi Gedal Yeshua writes this: Ovei Hashem Sinura Shomer Nafshos Ohavei Hashem. Who was that? That was Pinchas. So what did the brothers? What did the Shvatim think? The Shvatim said, "I don't get it. There's this idea of kas. There's an idea that you're not allowed to get angry." The Gemara says in Shabbos that if you get angry, it's kilo avodah zara. And we spoke about it when we talked about Moshe hitting the rock. We said Moshe Rabbeinu again. No one's perfect. He was judged, but Mei Meriva, the Rambam writes that one of the reasons that he got punished was because he had got angry. So the Shvatim thought, you know why Pinchas is acting this way? Because he's angry. And we turn around and say, no. Pinchas had to take matters into his own hands because he had such a love for Hashem and he needed to avenge Hashem. Chamasi, the Vilna Gaon, says something amazing. If you look in Chamasi, you have Mem Tes in the middle, Mace, and the two letters of the Chesen Yud. Chai, Mace. If he didn't take action, it would have been Mace. The fact that he did take action, it was Chai. So Pinchas had to save Klal Yisrael. You know, we read more in this week's Parsha. It's mamish jam-packed. Yoshua is taking office. The Bnei Slavchad, who weren't going to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, fight to get a portion. Is there a connection between the two? Yes. because they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Again, we're in the 40th year. We're at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Moshe thought, Rashi brings out, he thought he was going to be able to go in, but he wasn't able to go in. And Yoshua and Benot Slavchad, they represent the idea, we need the Yerusha, says the Benot Slavchad. I'm not giving up. I'm not taking no for an answer. And Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his children to take over. But Yehoshua vizlo yomish mitoch ha'ohel. Yehoshua, he said, no, I'm going to sit by my Rebbe. I'm not going to move. I'm going to get every single word from my Rebbe. And that's what Yehoshua. So we see the power of not giving up. The power of the women. The Benot Slavchad never giving up. And we see the power of the women all over the place. By Cheta Egel, the Medrash says that by Cheta Egel, they didn't give their jewelry. Why didn't they give their jewelry? Because they didn't want to be involved in the Cheta Egel. By the Chet Maraglim, also, that the Anashim were involved, not the Nashim. And we know, the Gemara says in Yuma, what are the two greatest days? Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, beautiful days. Why? Because that's when Yom Kippur, the women get dressed beautiful. It's the day of Kapara, and Tu B'Av is the day that the Chet Maraglim, that the people stop dying. And the women weren't involved in these two sins. Yom Kippur, according to the Vilna Gaon, is when they got the Torah, they got it back. Finally, they got it back. And that's the idea of Chet HaEgel. The women weren't involved. And also Chet HaMaraglim, Tu B'Av, is when they stopped dying, says Gemara Baba Basra. Because the women saw what they needed to do. And they saw that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to be involved in Averos. So why does it say Hachanochi? What is Hachanochi about? So why is the hay before the yod? So there's Gemara in Sukkah that says that hay represents Olam Hazeh and the yod represents Olam Haba. And in order to get your Olam Haba, you need to work in this world for the Olam Hazeh. The hay represents I'm going to work. And we know that in Olam Hazeh there's so many things that take us down. Even though all the parshas are going on. Akina, Vahataiva, Akina Karach, Vahataiva, with Midyan, Vehakovid, again also different things with Korach and Bilam, and the whole thing that brings you down. And we all have Nisyonis. But the hay represents fighting like a Pinchas, fighting for Hashem, fighting for Klal Yisrael, representing Olam Hazeh. And the Yud represents, as the Gemara in Sukkah, Olam Haba. Because the more a person is an Olam Hazeh person and he works hard, he'll get that greater portion in Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael just messed up with Midyan. And Hashem is saying, listen, you got to work harder. You got to make sure that your Olam Hazeh, you have to control yourself. Because if you want that Olam Haba, you want to be Dovuk to Hashem. We all want to be on that 50-yard line, right? We all have different images of what Olam Haba is. The big stadium, you know, where they play the movie. Obviously, there's some scenes that we want to cut out. Chas v'shalom, right? But they play that big movie your whole life. And we want that movie to be awesome. We want it to be one of the best pictures out there. Being on the 50-yard line with the Rabboni Shalom. But the only way you get there is by working on your Olam Hazeh. So Tzav es b'nei Yisroel. Rashi brings down that there was a mother and she wasn't going to be there. So she gives instructions to her husband. And says, I want you to take care of the children. And then the husband turns around and he says, what about me? Hashem says to Moshe, who's like the mother, Hashem says to Moshe, I command you, you tell my children, you tell B'nai Yisrael, what about me? How to build that relationship with me. And the way you do it is you learn my Torah, you do chesed, you stop yourself from doing averos. Also, Sor Meira, to stop yourself from doing things is also such an amazing thing, and it's difficult. But the more a person stays away from the Averos, the greater he's going to be. So now, the obvious question. Why is Keves Echad? Why specifically is Keves Echad, the idea of Tmidus, the most important pasuk in the Torah? So obviously, the first answer, which we all know, is that it's all based on consistency. Again, one of the most important things in life is being consistent. I remember when I was in high school and I started going to the gym. Halavai, I wish, you know, I went to the gym and worked out. Definitely, I need it. And the trainer told me one major thing. He said, if you're going to make this work, you got to put the effort in. And what does the effort mean? The effort means that you're going to come every day and you're going to work. And it might be certain days difficult, but rain or shine, you're going to be there. And that, the consistency, you know, I give a shout out to my father with his Daf Yomi and my father-in-law with his Daf Yomi and learning. Again, they're all learning so much. Baruch Hashem. Because the idea of doing those type of things is consistency. I do it every day, rain or shine. And again, we have those days we forget or we don't have the time and you do the catch-up game. But it's all about consistency. I once had a Talmud that his consistency was the opposite. He would wake up at 1 in the afternoon. So I was always nervous about this Talmud. What's going to be with this guy? But it turns out that when he went back to America, he was able to flip his consistency into good consistency. And he started waking up at 5:30 in the morning because he had a very good job that was paying very well. So he was able to switch the consistency. But the idea is a person wants to be consistent in a good way, obviously. Says the great, again, we have a whole shiur just on this idea, says Rav Dessler, and he says that, again, there's this idea of nekudas bechira. Nekudas bechira means that I don't have choice. When you're consistent, you do it every day. This is what I do. Again, some people say, oh, I want choice. No, you're going to have a level of different choices further on. Don't worry. Never going to be perfect. You could always build more. You could always learn more. You could always do more. But if you have your consistency down, and you got what you're doing, and this is what I do, so that's amazing. Second idea. Why is karbonos? Why is the carbon, the tumen, the most important thing? So another answer is that karbonos is both the physical and the spiritual. It's physical because it's an actual carbon. You got to check the carbon. Gemara in Zvachim at the end talks about how the Kohanim will be in blood. Again, we're not going to talk about all my blood stories. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. Again, we'll have to deal that when I see blood, sometimes I pass out. It's not so pleasant. Right? I was once, me and my wife, my daughter, my second daughter, Rivka, she had to go, we had to bring her to the hospital, and they had to do stitches, and for some reason, we were in the room with her, and they said, whatever you do, don't look. And obviously, I looked, and I went down, and my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, but I know what to do, because I know that I could pass out. Amazing, right? But she's like, this is not the time for it, and I hear that. But karbonos is two things. It's like we were just speaking about. It's olam hazeh. It's the idea of actually a carbon, shechting the carbon. But it's again, olam havo. Because a carbon, giving it to the Rabbonu Shalom, again, he doesn't need anything. But carbon is karev. So why do we do tamid? Because tamid is that carbon. Oilam hazeh and oilam hava. Just like hachanuchi. Hey, the idea of oilam hazeh and yud, oilam haba. Another idea, that maybe perhaps it's bookends. There's two tamids. Again, machlokas Rambam and Ramban. It's two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. But definitely it's bookends in the morning and at night. The Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. There's different bookends, just like Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema in the morning and Kriyat Shema at night. So they're bookends. The idea of the Tamid is how am I going to serve Hashem? That when you wake in the morning, you give a Tamid, you give again. We need to dive in harder for the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along with Fran. My friend says something amazing. He says, why did it talk about Har Sinai? Right in the Talmud. Says a refrain, because sometimes you get consistent. So what's the problem being consistent? It starts becoming stale. This is what I do. This is so, it's not easy. Nothing's easy in life, but this is what I do. But you know, when you do something for the first time, it's chadshus. Ah, it's gewaldik, it's geschmack. Like when you put your tefillin on for the first time. You stay varastich lili alone. I heard once Rabbi Sol Reisman says, why varastich? Because when a person is engaged, it's new, it's fresh. Right? They always say, a chassin, he's engaged, he falls, he slips. The cow says, oh my gosh, are you okay? 20 years later, the married couple, the guy slips, he's like, she says, you klutz. It's a joke, but you know, whatever. No, but the truth is that the freshness. So why Har Sinai? Because even though you could be consistent, but we want Har Sinai, that one time is chachus, where we got the Torah. So why Tomen connect to Har Sinai says her friend to show the level of his Kadshus, the level that we want to get close to Hashem. So again, just to answer all the questions, Pinchas represented that I know everyone disagrees with me, but I come from Aaron. I'm a Rodif Shalom. It's both for Klal Yisrael and it's for Hashem. And that's why I'm getting Brisi Shalom, because this is what I was doing it for Shalom, for peace. Why Achanochi? Because you first need the hay, says the Gemara, which represents Olam Hazeh. We need to work on the Olam Hazeh. And then we get the Olam Haba. And then, why is one of the most important Sukkim in the Torah represents of Tamid? So again, Ben Zoyma says Shema Yisrael, that's relationship with Hashem. Ben Nana says V'hafta L'Reacha Kamocha, that's relationship with man. But Tamid is the consistency with both Hashem and man. Bezer Hashem, we should only grow together, grow in Parshas Pinchas, realizing how lucky and fortunate we are to be part of this amazing nation. And let us just keep on going further and further. And again, a good shout out to my uncle. It's his bar mitzvah Parshas Pinchas. And he should go Michael Elchayel. As is Hashem, everyone should keep on growing. Growing with Hashem. Growing with Klal Yisrael. And we should have an amazing Shabbos. Good Shabbos.